You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, we got Kenny Loggins on the phone. Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good, and you're in Vegas. You're at the Wynn.
That's right.
You ever think years ago when you and Jim were working together and then you're on your own that you'd be doing a residency in Las Vegas?
You know, no, I really thought I wouldn't.
Most people say the same thing, so.
Yeah, but times change. You know, back when I started, it was the new Christy Minstrels.
That's right.
And Sinatra that were doing residencies. And I thought, God, if I ever do this, will someone shoot me?
Yes! Yeah!
Please, I take it back.
No. I mean, think about it. Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, Elton John, Rod Stewart.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you have to remember, we were 20-something, right? I was 22 when I started, and Vegas was the last thing on my mind. I ain't 22 anymore.
Right.
And we're all as old as the people who manage this place.
And, Kenny, for this residency, I mean, your catalog is huge. We can't even imagine how you put together a set list. How does that even happen?
Well, thanks. It's not as easy, it's not as difficult as it sounds. The hits are obviously the hits, and I just try to stack the deck. You know, it is Vegas, so it's a hit show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's a really intimate room, and so it makes it the sort of thing where I can tell stories, and I pick the songs that, you know, the people know, but I tell the stories that maybe they don't know.
Awesome.
So it's a little bit of a storytellers, if you will.
Yeah. That's it's cool. Kind of a behind the music.
That's really cool. I love that.
Especially with the acoustic stuff. When it gets up and rocking, I prefer just going into it, but there are some good stories behind.
Oh, I can imagine.
John and Footloose. And all that. I just don't want to stop the show to tell them.
And Kenny, some of the things you did with other people, pretty remarkable. We're talking Michael McDonald, Stevie Nicks.
It's an interesting thing, you know, looking back on it. I don't think we knew that we were all going to be iconic at some point. You don't think of yourself that way. It's like, well, if you hang in long enough, you know, I'm so glad that Steve Perry is back. You know, I just recently did a PBS show that'll air in November. We shot for 2 days, and I tried and tried to get Steve to do Don't Fight It with me, even if it was just acoustic.
Right.
Yeah.
And Stevie Nicks was almost online. I was going to go to her house, and we were going to do a little bit of Whenever I Call You Friend together acoustically, and then she had to hit the road with Fleetwood. I got Mike McDonald. I got David Foster. We managed to recreate the early, what they call yacht rock.
Yes!
We were just talking about that off the air.
I just mentioned to Mike two of my favorite songs, Angry Eyes and Vahivala.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't sound that old.
I'm not that old, Kenny. I had brothers that were older and oh man. Oh,
and I have the original album, Loggins and Messina. Then I saw you guys when you came around again, what was it, about 10, 15 years ago?
Oh right, 2005?
I thought that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Two things I want to ask you, Kenny. Are you working on new music for the new Top Gun movie?
Well, no, I'm not working on any new music as of yet, and we are talking, but there's no decision made on Danger Zone.
And Kenny, one other question, and I you know, I've read this a few places. I am assuming it's true. Could you have had that role opposite Barbara Streisand in A Star Is Born?
I don't think so. I mean, I remember I met with Barbara and John Peters at her house in Malibu a couple times, and we went over song ideas for Star Is Born. And during the process, we hit it off, and I remember Barbara asking me if I was interested in acting, but she never said, would you like to have the lead in this movie? And I said, no, I've never done that. I'm not all that interested in it, and they moved on.
Well, you know what? Who knows what could have happened, but you seem to have done all right.
Yeah, you seem to have done fine.
Done all right.
Yeah, nobody worry about me.
See, he gets it.
We can go on.
This could be a whole new part of the show.
Absolutely.
By the way, before we let you go, getting back to Danger Zone, looking for a new updated version. Think about this. One word, kazoo.
Okay.
Can you join in, Mike?
Say the word, Kenny. Say the word.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about, Kenny.
Terry Nunn said the same thing.
We tried to join her in Berlin, and she said, yeah, that's cute.
Kenny, welcome back to Vegas. We always love catching up with you, man.
We do.
All right, thank you.
sagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.